From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named three key members of his cabinet. In a statement released Friday, Trump said he would nominate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Sessions is a staunch conservative and has made some tough and sometimes controversial comments on immigration, but his sentiments mirrored Trump's during the campaign. The president-elect also announced he would nominate Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Retired Army Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was tapped to be the National Security Advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance against terrorism. Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. NATO's Secretary General says the United States has a strategic interest in a strong and stable Europe. Speaking in Brussels Friday, Jens Stoltenberg said a strong transatlantic bond was required to face the global challenges of extremism and cyber warfare.
A stronger, safer, and more prosperous Europe means a stronger, safer, and more prosperous United States. This is an essential lesson of 20th century history, and we should not forget it.
President-elect Donald Trump spoke with Stoltenberg by phone on Friday. The military alliance says both leaders agreed that progress has been made on making sure that member countries are sharing the defense burden, but that there is more to do. During the campaign, Trump had suggested the U.S. might abandon NATO treaty commitments or pull out of the alliance if countries don't contribute more. This is VOA News. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Lima, Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, where he will seek to reassure Asian allies of U.S. commitment to the region. Leaders of the Pacific Rim nations began gathering in Peru on Friday, trying to salvage hopes for a regional trade prospect, as a Donald Trump presidency sounded a possible death knell for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact. Peruvian President Pablo Kuczynski warned delegates Friday that world trade must remain strong.
It is fundamental that world trade grow again and that protectionism be defeated. There is unfortunately in the world, and we see it in recent elections, not only in the U.S., also in Britain, protectionist tendencies are taking over.
Fears of rising anti-globalization sentiment in the West, where many worry about losing jobs to low-wage economies, and China's growing role in global trade are expected to be high on the summit agenda. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 365 people have disappeared and are presumed dead after at least six incidents in the Mediterranean Sea in the past 3 days. The IOM says that brings the number of migrant deaths in the Mediterranean this year to a record 4,636. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle called it a calamity.
Overall, we're counting 1,000 more migrant deaths in the Mediterranean compared to the same period last year. So over the stretch of the year, from January to November, 1,000 extra deaths and six times more in November alone.
Doyle says that deaths on the Mediterranean are increasing because migrants are making the dangerous sea crossing in poor weather and rough conditions. Survivors say that smugglers are forcing migrants to get on board unsafe rubber dinghies, which take on water and gradually sink. Syrian government aircraft and artillery backed by Russia intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early Friday. Several people, including children, were killed. It was the fourth straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes since Moscow declared an end to a month-long humanitarian pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports at least 65 civilians have been killed since the offensive resumed. The observatory says that rebel forces fired more than a dozen rockets into government-held areas of the besieged city. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.